back out here at the Georgetown Fair, coming to you from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, and it is another beautiful night here on the grounds at the Georgetown Fair and visiting with the Fair Board President, Mr. Donnie Hackler. Donnie, all things considered, I think Mother Nature likes the fair this year.
Excuse me. We've been very fortunate so far. We've missed some of the showers that have been in the area, and we have another gorgeous day today, so we're looking forward to a great night tonight.
It's going to be a great night tonight. It's rodeo night, and I think the three things you cannot have a fair without, you got to have a fair queen pageant. That was fabulous Monday night. You got to have a demo derby. That was great last Saturday night. And you got to have a rodeo, and that's tonight.
Yeah, we've got the rodeo coming to town tonight, and hopefully the cowboys and the cowgirls will put on a good show like they always do. Rodeo starts at 7:30 in our grandstand, and our carnival opens at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's armband night every night.
What a great fair queen we have again this year. I didn't know if we were going to be able to top last year's queen, and I'm not going to say we've topped her already because she was fantastic. But to see your fair queen, Queen Jordan, out there exhibiting a pig earlier today, and I just stumbled across her back in the auction. She's getting ready to bring her pig out for auction. That's what this fair is all about. Having a queen that understands both sides of the fair is fantastic.
Yeah, it is, and she's a local gal, and we're very pleased that Jordan has elected to participate in the pageant and was elected queen, and she's got a bright future ahead of her. I don't know if you caught her last night. She had her race car out on the track and did a lap before the main feature last night with the quarter midget racers that showed up.
She is willing to try anything and to do anything to make sure that the folks out here have a good time. And Donnie, I'm going to give you a lot of praise because I've been to a lot of county fairs across the great state of Illinois. There are a lot of fairs that do a great job on the ag side. There are a lot of fairs that do a great job on the fun side of the fair, I guess you'd call it. You guys get both right, and there isn't an overly one side or the other. You guys have the right balance, so everybody in the community, whether they're tied to the ag community or not, can come out and enjoy a county fair the way it's supposed to be.
I certainly appreciate that, and we work hard at trying to have a diverse calendar on our agenda, and we try to have something for everyone, and it's all geared toward family fun and family friendly, and hopefully provides good entertainment for the whole community.
You talked about the queen out on the track last night. Those kids put on a great show. I know there were a lot of folks that I talked to that say they hope this becomes a tradition to have racing back at a fair.
You know, we had the Terre Haute Quarter Midget Racing groups came out last night, and they had 30-some cars that participated. They had a little bit of a delay between their preliminary heats and their finals last night because they got a little bit too much water on the track, so then they had to get it worked in with a lot of the different machinery, and they apologized for that, but, I mean, it was all about, once again, the safety of the kids, and they didn't want those kids to get out there and slide into one of those concrete block walls or slide into one another, and it was all about the safety of the kids and making sure that it was good for them and ready for them to go when they did. But you know, they did put on a very nice show.
Coming up tomorrow night, we earlier in the show today visited with the guys from Roseland, visiting with Priscilla Block in the 5 o'clock hour. I think you're going to have a fantastic show again. And this show here at the Georgetown Fair is known for great country acts.
We've been very fortunate over the years to hit on some people that are climbing the ladder, so to speak, of country music world. And we think we've hit a home run here again tomorrow night with Priscilla Block and Roseland. And we certainly hope people come out and enjoy it.
Well, Donnie, a fantastic week all week and the best yet to come for the weekend. Thank you for all that you do and all of your volunteers. They put on a great show out here.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
From the Georgetown Fair, reporting from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, this is Dennis Michelson.